Hello. Good morning. Are you still in bed, deciding whether to wake up or doze a little more? Well, let me tell you, why not? Go ahead and have more rest. You most probably had earned it, or even if you didn't, after all, it's a Sunday, the day of rest and recharge of our batteries. Well, in my case, I'm not so sure I still have batteries that are rechargeable. I have a set of batteries that may go dead any time, and no amount of recharging will do. All I hope is that they still have a bit of juice in them. Now, all I'm asking you is that when you wake up, maybe have your coffee or tea, your shower, and then put on the day's clothes. Maybe, just hopefully maybe, you give a thought at all the convenience you are enjoying. Running water, electricity just a switch away, the news on the click of a button, and so on. What I wish to beg you also is, please do not take all this for granted. Remember that there are parts of the world where all this is totally unknown, and local people just pray for a drop of rain or a few ears of grain from their parched fields. Some people have actually risen to this phenomenon, which is that we should not take all this for granted. All our amenities have been acquired through patient and painstaking efforts of scientists and technicians along the ages. These mostly young people are becoming worried that many of the Western world have forgotten this. Leaders and politicians have become complacent about the need to encourage more and more science for the future and are diverting resources away from such activities. I realize that because I came across an account in, of all places, the British Medical Journal of 29th of April 2017. And it showed two pictures of demonstrating people, thousands of them, over more than 600 cities around the world, all calling for the support of science. This appears to be the follow-up to the Women's March of the 21st of January in protest to President Trump's declared policies of disregard to climate change and his belief in the relationship between vaccine and autism, among other statements deemed erratic by these demonstrators, who were actually supported by no less than 250 science organizations around the world. The placards were so variant, but I particularly liked the one that said, "There is no planet B." I like that because the recent discoveries around the planet Saturn showed a distinct possibility of the presence of life. Whether it will prove to be a planet B or not, I'm unable to say, nor will any of you, my dear listeners, are likely to find your fortunes over there. The interesting point is, I would like to stress that this is yet another example of people power demonstrating not for political matters, but for our livelihood on this planet. I was amused lately as I watched on the television a meeting held in Somalia to sort out the problem of the drought over there. There was this massive long table with, and I couldn't count them in the short time available, about 25 to 30 people sitting in conference. They all had their water bottles, their tea or coffee, and I presume some biscuits. They were all well-dressed and healthy-looking, and obviously not food or drink-deprived. I was really amused. I thought, does it need all these people to come from far and wide, most probably on first-class aeroplane flights, to sort out the drought problem? If only they would have stayed at home and held a short teleconference, they would have saved enough money to bring in as much water and food as the locals needed. And what about the local Somali leaders and politicians and the government of Somalia? Were they suffering from drought? Did they come to the conference walking and barefooted? Or was it in a shiny black Mercedes cavalcade? So here we are, living in a world of contrasts and conflicting themes. On the one hand, people taking for granted all the everyday fruit of our scientists, the politicians finding other ways of spending money rather than funding further efforts for real advance, and others playing about and assuming a hefty attitude of helping the poor. I hope I'm not too cynical, but I can draw on my experience of life in deprived areas with no running water or electricity supplied. I have to learn the value of relative luxury as I am enjoying it here. I have also learned the value of science and technology, especially that they made me a better doctor when I was working. I am so minded of Jesus single-handedly washing the feet of his disciples, or the Prophet Muhammad sustaining every abuse from his kith and kin, but eventually leading his people to liberate the Arabian Peninsula and then further afield. When Albert Schweitzer, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, was serving the people in Gabon in Africa in the 19th century, his life must have been the epitome of modesty. One of his quotes was, "Do something wonderful, people may just imitate it." I really like that. The salient Baha'i principle about life is to combine worship with service to humanity, to serve in the best capacity and ability possible. I wish those people who gathered to sort out the problems of the drought in Somalia would have had this spirit when deliberating. Well, maybe. Just maybe. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.